The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, if Corey Fuller got 9.5.
Kyle, yes.
That's what I said.
Wasn't Corey Fuller a guy from your era?
He was. He poked Frank in the eye. Was deserved every single bit of it.
The only Frank Corey did? I know, yes, is from Boy Meets World.
What, did you see Topanga was trending?
Topanga, because her husband went with the shrimp.
Yeah, we got to get to that later. Well, hold on a minute.
I didn't even know that was her husband.
Either. Nobody did. That's why Topanga was trending.
Who cinnamon toast shrimp.
Don't worry about it.
Jenga?
See what you've done? See what you people have done?
Jenga.
Well, I think we should go on that. Yes.
Jenga!
Corey loves Jenga.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
You know what? I don't hate to say it, but I think out of the three of you, Ashton knows my brain the most, or lack thereof. What the heck is Jenga? Jabanga? Bajanga? What is it?
Topanga.
Topanga. No, let him keep trying.
Topanga.
This is so much better.
So what is Topanga? You guys act like I should know what it is.
Wait.
Put it on the poll.
What do you think?
Should Chewy know what Topanga is?
Or do we just make it, do you know who Topanga is?
It sounds like a panda bear in the Milwaukee Zoo. That's what it sounds like.
Panda Watch, day 5.
Could be.
You're making me look bad, jerk.
Did you never see Boy Meets World?
No, I never seen Boy Meets World.
Is it a movie?
It's a TV show from the 90s.
A really long time. So Fred Savage, you know Fred Savage from Wonder Years.
Correct.
His little brother is...
Ben Savage.
Thank you. I couldn't think of his first name. Ben Savage. He had a show for years and years and years called Boy Meets World. Remember they had Mr. Feeney? He was the teacher.
And then he became the principal. And then
they went on to college
and somehow he became a professor
at the college. He was a student first at the college, don't forget.
Nobody ever wondered why this old dude was just following these kids around.
Not disparage Mr. Feeney.
It was a little creepy.
Mr. Belvedere kind of-ish?
A little bit. So Corey and Topanga were like the guy and girl, the main guy and the main girl. Topanga's a person's name. Let's just take a moment for Topanga.
Why'd he die?
No. First of all, Topanga is a female.
Oh.
Topanga Lawrence.
Okay.
So why did she come up
in conversation?
Okay. So, first of all...
I'm showing a lot of pictures of Topanga right now, okay? This is Topanga.
Actress's name, I believe, is Danielle Fishel.
It certainly is.
Okay.
Well, it used to be. Now it's Danielle Fishel. I don't know what her actual
name is. Cinnamon Toast Shrimp Guy.
Yes.
Carp. I know too much about this story.
So that actress, there was a story on Twitter that started a couple of days ago even, where some dude got like shrimp tails in a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh.
Gross, right?
Kind of. I mean,
They were covered in cinnamon, like they thought that they were the little squares.
And she ate them?
No, this guy opened the box, saw them in there, and then sent out a tweet like, hey, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, what's going on here?
Now, I can understand why your brain is still currently going, what the fudge?
Yeah. I'm trying to tie it all together.
That's the third time this week you guys have said, what the fudge? I'm not happy.
Okay, so he ate the shrimp.
He didn't eat the shrimp.
He posted a picture of the shrimp.
It went viral because people were disgusted. Shrimp tails in the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It's not disgusting. It's gross. It's fine.
Would you have tried it? I mean,
yes,
Cinnamon
of course
toast,
I would
shrimp
have.
Tails,
would
have tried it.
Yes, of
course. Yes. Okay.
So this guy is now, it's a big deal, right? Because this guy has the Cinnamon Toast shrimp things.
Yep.
He's Topanga's husband in real life.
Oh, that's kind of a weak story. That's Twitter worthy? I don't know.
Well, but imagine.
I mean, they used to find fingers in French fries at McDonald's, right? Back in the day?
No, I don't know that story. And I don't feel comfortable taking your word for it either.
Dash.
He's
they used to find some funky stuff, though, back in the day.
What were the odds of the Cinnamon Toast shrimp guy being married to Topanga? This is like viral moments colliding in space.
And people love Topanga.
Love.
Really?
Love Topanga.
Okay.
Like, there are, guys my age, maybe a little bit younger, like your first celebrity crush, there's a very good chance that Topanga was it.
Well, similarly, my very first crush was Fred Savage from The Wonder Years.
Really?
Sure. Huge crush on Fred Savage when I was a kid.
Now, Kelly Kapowski.
See?
Another one. Yeah,
yeah, she was solid.
Who else?
Like,
oh, Winnie Cooper.
Yeah, No.
Why? Just disparaging The Wonder Years.
Mm, no. Give me another.
Tell you, when Kevin and Winnie kissed in the woods, some things happened over here.
Heartbreak?
Leave it at that.
Heartbreak?
No, some other things.
What about Pfeiffer? Well, I've eaten, like, I had ladybugs in my salad one time at a restaurant, and I ate it. Not a big deal. You just kick them off, and
well,
would that bother
you? Or did you kick it off?
What?
Did you eat it, or did you kick it off?
No, I didn't eat the ladybugs. But I mean.
But you thought about it.
You guys ever found something in your food that you're just like,
yeah,
eh, actually
I
happened?
I found plastic in my pasta before.
I'm glad that Chewy brought this up because I had this argument with one of my friends the other day. I think finding hair in food is the grossest thing that can happen.
No, it's not.
Pulling a hair out of your, I think that's the grossest.
Well, wait, are you at a restaurant or are you at home?
Anywhere.
No. People wash their hair a lot.
You don't?
Like a fingernail would be gross.
Yeah, fingernail's grosser than hair.
Yeah.
100%.
I don't feel like I can have a conversation about hair in food unbiased because my hair is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, it really is.
Chewy, if you find hair in your water,
no, my wife's the same way. She's Italian. How is it my fault that my drain backs up from her hair and then it's my fault?
It's definitely not your fault.
That's the question.
Where's the worst place you've ever found your wife's hair? Exactly. Mm. That's exactly
this
right.
This better be mine, damn it. Sorry. Ashton's got his head down.
I hope your back hurts more.
Yes, Gabe is still standing for those who are keeping score at home. I'm trying to figure out, as we're sitting here talking about the places you found your spouse's or significant other's hair, if Kelly Kapowski was in fact the ultimate babe from that time period. I think she may have been.
See, I feel like she was just...
She's beef ridden now, though.
She's still hot. She's still good looking. She was good looking on 90210, right?
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, I feel.
What's her name?
When did
Amber Thiessen.
When was Saved by the Bell like in its heyday? Because I remember watching Saved by the Bell, but I feel it was like on reruns, right? Like, at by that point, like Saved by the Bell heyday had maybe passed a little bit, which is why I would lean towards Topanga over Kelly Kapowski.
Okay, what about Kelly Bundy?
Kelly,
did you ever like Christina Applegate from
I never,
Married
that
with
was
Children?
Her?
Never watched Married with Children.
Really?
Was
a lot
not
of
Married
guys
with
really
Children.
What
her.
About the Kirk Cameron?
Like his sister?
What was the name of that show?
Growing Pains.
Growing Pains.
Yep. So his sister wasn't traditionally attractive. His wife was his girlfriend on the show, and she was very cute.
Who was on Seinfeld, I believe.
Was she?
Yes. She was the one that said George looked like her boyfriend. Now she's smoking.
Smoking hot.
Yeah.
Yes. I've got a list here of other 90s bombshells. Elizabeth Hurley is on the list.
Sure.
What show was she in?
She did more movies than I think TV shows.
Jenny McCarthy is on the list. Jennifer Love Hewitt from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, we've mentioned.
Saved by the Boss.
Who's the boss?
Who's the boss?
Alyssa Milano.
Saved by
No. The other.
Saved by the Boss.
Saved by the Boss. Did I really just...
I think of Three's Company. Who's the boss?
Oh,
where's
wait.
The beef?
Wait.
Where's
wait. The beef? What about Pam Anderson?
What? Oh, Baywatches?
Yes, Pam Anderson. Also, wasn't she the original Tool girl?
She was.
Oh.
She was.
That's
she definitely
right.
was.
That was a good show. They're bringing that back, kind of.
Are they?
Are
really?
They?
Yeah.
Well, I know he's got a different show that I think it might
Last
be ending
Man
its run.
Standing.
Yeah, I think that's coming to a close.
That was
soon,
a really good show, though,
yeah,
wasn't it?
I like it.
What was
oh, yeah,
the name
Home
of
Improvement.
It? Home Improvement.
And if you want to talk, if you want to go to the other side, I'm sure there are very many females of my age that loved Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yes, from Home Improvement.
Yeah, JTT was...
The man?
He was he was a lot of female celebrity crush out there.
Okay.
You mentioned Alyssa Milano. She's a great, great addition to this list. And of course, this started with Topanga because Topanga's husband is the Cinnamon Toast Shrimp guy you've probably seen on social media. Jessica Biel,
who
was in Seventh
Heaven.
How
wild is that statement you just made?
Right, exactly. You know what, though? After
2020... Topanga's married to the Cinnamon Toast Shrimp guy.
After
2020,
nothing surprises me.
Like, if you are not on Twitter listening to this show, you're going... What the fudge are they talking about?
Right. What the fudge?
Stop it.
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
That's what I was talking about.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I think so.
She was also in, what's the movie with the kid where
Cruel
the girls
Intentions?
Kiss? Thank you. Alicia Silverstone? Cruel Intentions. Tara Reid from American Pie?
Tara Reid.
Not a fan, huh?
Kind of dirty.
Candace Cameron?
The movie or her? Candace Cameron from...
That was Striptease, wasn't it?
What?
Now, who's the girl
in
Striptease?
That's Demi Moore?
No.
Jenny Garth from 90210. I am just moving
Striptease,
right along.
Not Striptease, the other one. Terrible movie. But she was in Saved by the Bell.
It was Demi Moore.
No. Saved by the
about,
Bell.
Jesse Spano.
I know what you're talking about.
Jesse Spano.
All right, I'm going to say a name to you guys, and you're probably not going to know who it is. Amy Jo Johnson.
I know
anyone
who that
remember?
Is.
You do?
Power Ranger.
Pink
Power Ranger.
I thought that was a cartoon.
Yes. No.
Really?
It was not.
And you know what also what made her
big Power
like, super
kid.
Hot was that she was a gymnast. Right? So she was I'm doing karate moves over
say,
here.
Looks like you're working your obliques.
You just hear the chair creaking as Jen's doing karate on an audio medium.
The creaking was really just Gabe's back.
Janet Jackson on this list, abs for days.
No,
Janet
Elizabeth
Jackson.
Berkley.
Yes.
She probably looks
That's
the
Jesse
best
Spano.
Out of all of them
you
right
think?
Now. Yeah.
I guess I haven't seen her recently.
I haven't either.
Right here. Yeah, she looks better than...
This is a great list. She's very pretty. Yes. Liv Tyler. From the Aerosmith videos, right? It was her and Alicia Silverstone in the Cryin' video or the Crazy video. I can't remember, but this is all of my high school days just like flooding back.
Kind of a big mom.
Like her first big movie was Armageddon, was it not?
Yes, and she was so good in it.
Yeah.
BTW. Yasmin Bleeth from Baywatch as well. She
what about Mario Lopez for you?
Nine.
Huh?
Yeah, it's fine.
More of a...
Zach Morris.
Guy. Yeah, Zach Morris guy.
Can I be honest? I never got into Saved by the Bell.
Really?
Mm-hmm, never. It was not a show. It was a Wonder Years. I was a 90210. Melrose Place, which was probably a little more...
Sharon Doherty?
Mature
for you, for the time?
For the times.
Sharon Doherty? Hey?
Oh, Shannon Doherty, right.
Shannon Doherty.
Shannon Doherty.
I don't know, man. Topanga's still pretty high on this list.
Okay. Tori.
Spelling?
Yeah. I'm out.
Well, this has been educational. We've got Take Out the Trash coming up next. But before we get to that, you guys, spring is just around the corners. What am I talking about? The corners of Brookfield, of course. Patio season is almost here. Now, I know we've had a lot of rain over the last 24 hours, but things are going to clear up very soon. And you should enjoy the sunshine at the outdoor patios at your favorite restaurants like Bel Air Cantina, Cafe Hollander, and Goddess and the Baker. We went to Goddess and the Baker a few weeks ago, guys. They open up the giant garage doors there. You can sit there at the bar, enjoy your coffee or your snack and watch people as they walk by. It was a lovely day with my family. A lot of boutiques there at the corners of Brookfield as well. Scout and Molly's, Twigs. You can actually hook up with a personal shopper who can help you find all of the latest trends. And of course, they've got all of the national favorites like Evereve, L.L. Bean, Von Maur, to name a few. Meet me out at the corners of Brookfield. I try to get out there every weekend or so just to visit some of my pals and make sure that I fill my shopping bags with all of their good stuff. If you want more information of activities going on at the corners of Brookfield, you can visit them online. That, of course, the corners of Brookfield.com. I'll see you out there.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Again, I'm just learning about this, and I don't know why I'm getting attacked like I'm the weatherman. I'm just delivering the message, pal.
I know. I'm sorry. But not really. You're up.
Percent times that Chewy says he's sorry and actually means it.
I'll take 14%.
On 94.5 ESPN.
When in Durbo, walk around the neighborhood, feeling blessed, never stressed.
we're feeling good, talking ourselves into the old Kevin King signing.
We?
1 year.
No.
All right, we're back in.
We? No.
Trying to put a good, what do they call it?
Spin.
Rose-colored glasses.
Sure. Mm.
Trying to make it seem better than it is. Let's take out the trash.
We've all got stuff that we can't keep inside anymore.
Trash! Trash! Not for you!
Stuff that we need to talk about.
How could you not realize? You're stupid. You are a stupid, stupid man.
Stuff that once a week just needs to be put outside.
Now that's clearly garbage.
Hey, man, we're just getting warmed up.
It's time to take out the trash.
You're up, big guy.
Alrighty, I'm up. We talked about a little bit in the production. Is baseball, are they playing baseball this year or no? I have no idea. You know why I have no idea? It's because SportsCenter, all they show is NBA and the tournament. Okay, we're 9 days out from opening day, and you can't even find baseball anywhere. You probably can on Twitter, all right?
Or
NBA,
you know,
doesn't matter. Stop MLB showing Network. Clips, all right? Ramp it up when the playoffs come. We all agree that the... Are you with us, Jen, that the regular season in basketball doesn't matter? So stop beating it down, all right?
Well, you
show me a little baseball.
Trade deadline coming up.
Where they're at, who's starting. No offense against the women's basketball tournament, but I don't need to see that second out of the gate. Give me some baseball. Last year was a truncated year. We didn't get the full season. It was enough because of the pandemic. But now we're having a full season. Give me something, okay? That's all I ask. I don't think I'm asking a lot. 9 days away. Can you make some calls, Jen, for crying out loud to the mothership?
Who do you want me to call? Carl Ravitch?
Call, who's my guy there that just retired? At ESPN, the mothership.
Bob Lee?
No.
Dan Patrick.
No, he's not on air.
Keith
he
Olbermann.
Ran the show. Who?
John Skipper.
Neil Everett.
Boston College guy. Just retired.
Doug Flutie?
Came here for Craig's
sports. Trog?
Trog!
But he did radio stuff.
I don't care.
Pretty
he's
sure
got
Trog
pull.
Only did audio stuff.
But yeah, I'll give him a call.
Trog. Gabe, you're up.
DC movies. Now, I've watched plenty of these DC comic book movies, and they've been very underwhelming. Like, Wonder Woman, pretty good. Wonder Woman 1984, underwhelming. Everything else has been pretty trashy. But I keep seeing everywhere on Twitter now that the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League, and for those who don't know the story, Zack Snyder was at the helm of the movie. Tragically, his daughter committed suicide. He left the product. Joss Whedon finished it. Well, not a lot of people were happy with what Joss Whedon did with the movie because, well, it was trash. So Zack Snyder and Warner Brothers spend a bunch of money to make this Zack Snyder cut and put it out on HBO Max. And it came out last Friday. I keep seeing, oh, it's really good. It's really good. I got to try it. I'm like, man, I've seen what they had to work with. I can't imagine the way he edits it and throws in some more special effects is going to be any good. But you know what? I'll give it a chance. Kind of excited for it. Throw it on last night. And then I sat there after the opening screen with the screen paused for about 5 minutes, literally 5 minutes, debating if I wanted to watch it because there is a message right before the movie starts saying this movie is presented in 4:3 aspect ratio so it can preserve the vision of Zack Snyder. For those who don't know, 4:3 aspect ratio is like tube television. If you happen to watch any like sitcom from the 90s, that's what it is. But even then, if you watch Seinfeld on TBS, guess what? They go widescreen because it's 2021 and we have widescreen. What vision did Zack Snyder have? Tunnel vision? 4:3 aspect ratio? So I'm sitting here with a big 55-inch TV and there's black bars on the side like an idiot. All because the delicate genius had to present his movie in 4:3 aspect ratio. What are we doing? In 2021, you have more screen. Use it. You spent millions of dollars to give me something that looks like it was made in 1992? Are you kidding me, Zack Snyder? When I started watching it, it's very slow. I'm kind of bored. It's 4 hours long. I'm only an hour and a half in.
Are you done?
I think so.
You gonna sit down?
I don't know if he's standing because he's upset or standing.
I think he would have stood up anyways for this.
Do you have any guilt though that we're sitting? I've got none. Sorry, Gabe.
Don't. My back feels great.
Hey, dude, don't I'm sign sorry. Up for a show behind our back next time. Jen, what do you got?
Every once in a while, guys, we are witness to a great injustice, a travesty, and judgment. An honor bestowed where it is most certainly not deserved, and I, for one, cannot stand silent. I refuse. I will not stand silent on this. Bananas are never going to be the number one fruit. They are soft. They are smushy. They taste terrible. They go brown faster than a UPS driver getting dressed in the morning.
That's a good joke.
I went to the zoo last week with my girls. Okay, saw some penguins, some giraffes, some elephants, some rhinos, and some polar bears. And yes, we made our way over to the primate house. We got lucky. It was feeding time at the zoo. Not a banana in sight. Do you know what the primates eat?
What do they eat, Jen?
I'll let you know what you've been led to believe they eat.
Bananas.
Chicken.
They eat lettuce. Lots and lots of lettuce. Lettuce and red peppers.
Ooh.
Let me tell you the only time you need a banana. If you're sticking it in your enemy's tailpipe. If you're playing Mario Kart and you need to take out your opponents. If you're replenishing your potassium after a marathon. I went to Delish.com, and this should be the only evidence you need that the banana is not the number one fruit, as we determined yesterday on this very program. Delish.com lists all of the recipes, all of them, all of the recipes. There are 2,568 recipes for your friend, the apple. You know, the fruit that keeps the doctor away. There are 1,200 banana recipes. There are more than two times the recipes for apples than there are bananas, guys. That in and of itself should tell you it is an inferior fruit, and I will not allow the injustice of it being deemed the goat of the fruit to go on any longer. And I'll be taking no questions at this time.
I'm going. I'm doing a trash now because of this. This is a trash take by Jen. You just hate bananas? What? All of a sudden because you don't see a monkey eating banana? Oh, bananas so good. I'm looking at an article right now. 11 health nutrients that bananas are beneficial for you. Do you want me to read all 11 of them? 11. How many apples do they have? An apple that keeps the doctor away. Really? Because you know how many people go to a doctor every day? All the damn time. We got a virus just because people aren't eating apples? Please. That's not how this works. All bananas do is give you health. Potassium, the one thing you listed which was potassium. And you said, oh, all you need is potassium. I didn't know this, Jen. You need potassium to live. So boom. Roasted. There's why you need bananas. Also, banana bread. Fantastic. Banana smoothies. Fantastic. Strawberry banana smoothies. That combo, awesome. Ever had a chocolate dipped banana, Jen? Have you?
You got served.
These sound like a lot of questions that I will not be taking.
Banana in a tailpipe does not work.
We're in a pandemic because people didn't eat apples.
Yes.
Is Ashton's best take.
Banana in a tailpipe doesn't work. You have to use a potato, which I believe was number one on the vegetables.
I'm fine with that.
So apparently,
you're okay with potato?
The list that we had very high on the vegetable fruit in the tailpipe ranking. As
and
well.
Another thing about bananas.
Big banana.
Bananas.
Big banana out here. You watch Curious George, you're thinking, oh, the monkeys love bananas. Not a freaking banana in sight.
What color are bananas, Jen?
Brown.
They're yellow, exactly.
Brown.
And Gabe, because I'm not going to ask you any more questions, Jen. Gabe, what color does Curious George wear a lot?
Brown.
Yellow, exactly.
I mean, George,
he wears yellow.
You're out of your element here,
George
friend.
Doesn't
Thank
wear yellow.
You
the man in the yellow
out
hat wears
of
yellow.
Of your element here.
Damn it.
Don't go toe-to-toe on cartoons with this mama. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy after this.
Discount Liquor, two locations, 51st Oklahoma and Milwaukee, downtown Waukesha on the corner of Barstow and Main. Guys, I don't know if you've realized this, but Easter is creeping up on us. It's like a week and a half away. So whatever you're going to be putting on the table for your Easter feast, make sure you have something that pairs well with it, whether you want it to be a wine, a beer, some sort of spirit. And the place to go is Discount Liquor. Now look, I understand. You walk in, whew, it can be very overwhelming to see just the sea of aisles that they have full of beer, liquor, and wine, because they have literally thousands of varieties of these things. But they have a friendly, helpful, expert staff that can point you in the right direction to find that right wine that will pair, to find that tough-to-find beer that you've been looking for. Discount Liquor. They've been doing this in southeastern Wisconsin for over 60 years, always locally owned, family operated. Two locations, 51st Oklahoma and Milwaukee, downtown Waukesha, on the corner of Barstow and Main. Discount Liquor.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And a lot of these guys are going to get a blow. And guys, they need it. Because don't look at him like that. You know what I mean. They're going to get a rest.
Okay.
They're going to get a reprieve. They're going to get to nap.
On 94.5 ESPN.
If you weren't sure that Big Banana is always watching, during the break, refreshed my email. Just did a little pull down. Banana Republic! Spring styles are here. Get up to 40% off at Banana Republic.
I'll tell you what.
Do you shop
there? Banana Republic is overrated. Bananas? I'm fine with bananas being number one.
No.
Banana Republic?
No, you're not. You're lying. You're lying.
Nah.
I enjoy bananas.
I don't think number one, but top
What you need
five.
To do is you need to sit down because all the blood is rushing to your feet instead of your head.
I think he's perfectly balanced right now. I think that's why he is having the correct take of banana being okay at number one.
Awful.
Like yeah, banana apple, cream pie.
Really,
so
though,
good.
What do apples have? I mean, you got banana split. You got banana bread. You have banana pudding.
Apple
you
pie.
Have what's an?
Hey, I don't want to go
apple
all.
Crumble.
I don't want to go all
turnovers.
Bubba
yeah.
Gump shrimp
fritter,
here on
turnovers.
You. But I could probably spend the rest of the show just rattling off apple recipes.
Yeah.
I could do it with bananas.
I mean, a good apple's good.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Honeycrisp, I'll eat those all day.
That's not my fave.
Granny Smith,
Macintosh.
Get out of here. Macintosh are good.
Whoa. What do you mean, Granny Smith, get out of here? What's that?
Well, is that the sour one?
Yes,
I will say this. Granny
right.
Smith is probably the best for baking, but you bake some of that sourness out. But if I'm just grabbing an apple to just, you know, eat,
Honeycrisp.
I don't want
Honeycrisp. A good cold crisp Granny Smith every once in a while?
No.
The fact that there are all of these varieties of apples goes to show that it is the best fruit.
Or you could look at it the other way, which was I was just too flustered to get this point across. Keep it simple, stupid. Like, that's bananas.
So frustrated. They're so bad. They're so bad.
I love bananas.
They're so nasty. The only way I like a banana is between two pieces of bread with some peanut butter or Nutella. There you go.
See, that's good. Have you ever had the deep fried peanut butter banana sandwich, like an Elvis one?
Oh, where do you even get that?
Home? Make it?
You're just making deep fried stuff in your stove?
I make pan fried stuff quite a bit. Chicken, fish.
Bananas Foster?
That's good.
I don't even know what that is.
It's really good.
It's got some booze in it.
It's a little hoity-toity.
What is it? Is it a dessert?
They fry it with ice cream.
Yeah. Fry the banana?
Yeah, it's a lot of pomp. It's not as good as the pomp.
See, he just talked himself out of it.
I kind of did, right?
You did.
I mean, because the show they put on is like amazing with the fire and the booze and all this.
Yeah.
And you're like,
that'll
I mean, it's good. Not great.
They flambé.
Flambé.
That is the word.
Lac du flambé.
I like the word flambé.
There's a town called
Flambé. Hell of a
flambé,
lot better than
right?
I like bananas.
Flambeau.
There you go.
Yeah.
I should pronounce Lambo.
Is it lack the flambeau?
Same thing.
I think so.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lambo, I'm just going to wait for the applause on that segue.
Well, I can't believe you guys, how did we get on to the centerfold I was talking about before Super Bowl 32, where someone in Denver took out a full-page centerfold ad, but someone finally figured it out when they folded it together. It was giving Wisconsin the middle finger.
Thank you for clarifying. I was trying to figure out where you were going with centerfold.
I haven't seen somebody that nervous since, you know, Jen and I said fudge earlier on the show.
But how did I bring that up? You were talking about something that was fake in the production meeting.
What were we talking about? It was something about the newspaper. Come on, we can put this together.
Hey, you guys don't remember that?
Well, no, I remember talking about it. I don't know how we got there.
I was
30%
listening.
Super Bowl 32.
I don't remember this.
You do not remember that. I wonder if the people remember it.
So you're saying, what Chewy told us during the production meeting was that there was a newspaper article and that when you folded the paper down, it revealed somebody flipping off Wisconsin sports fans or something like that.
Yes, which was very clever.
This is an urban legend. But I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying it's an urban legend. It seems like it's out there. Gabe is doing some research right now. To be honest with you, I cannot recall how we got there. But that's not saying much. Because when I listen back to the show most days, I often wonder how the hell we get to things.
Actually, you didn't write it down.
We missed Jen yesterday calling Aaron Jones Jordan Love.
You did.
I'm still not even sure that happened.
It did. I was like, what the? And I realized, I think I told you guys this, the syllables jam me up. Aaron Jones, Jordan Love. Like sometimes when you're not thinking, my brain just rolls on. So I wasn't thinking and I was just rattling off Packers players. I mentioned Jair Alexander. I mentioned Davante Adams. And instead of saying Aaron Jones when I was talking about them running it back, bringing back all of the great players that they have, I literally said Jordan Love. And nobody caught it.
Did Jason? Jason, did he catch it?
No. He wasn't even on at the time.
Well, I didn't know he called Gabriel Gabriel.
Which you guys were giving me a hard time about because he called me Jennifer, thinking that it meant that I was the target of his ire. And after listening back, I was like, he also called Gabe Gabriel.
He calls me Gabriel, it's really more a term of endearment.
Yeah, of endearment.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be the same for me?
Because he's yelling at you.
Guys, why don't you get your story straight and come back?
What did your parents call you when they were mad at you? So you had to say, Mark, my middle name. To get
Jennifer.
My attention. Jennifer. You knew you were in trouble. That was Mark William.
So, I can't find the photos, but apparently this happened before the Super Bowl.
Yes, but they didn't figure it out until after.
Sure.
So, what does it say?
It was an ad taken out in the Green Bay newspaper to taunt the Packers. When seen in its entirety, the copy seemed pretty benign, but when folded, the phrase, bleep the Packers,
yes.
And an extended middle finger magically appeared.
What?
Yes.
This is fantastic.
It was crazy.
I need to know where this is.
I'm trying to find, now I got pop-ups being blocked.
You think people saved it, or they were so ticked off they threw it away?
No, people had to save it. That'd be a total collector's item.
So it was a Denver radio station that bought an ad in Green Bay's newspaper in the days leading up to Super Bowl 32.
Nah, that's pretty good, right?
I think it's really good.
Yeah, I can't seem to find any pictures of it.
Okay.
Guys, what does the woodpecker have to do with your home construction needs?
Woody Woodpecker? You're an instigator.
We have a woodpecker at our house, which seems like it'd be nice, right? Like nature and all that stuff, except the woodpecker has been tapping at our house, like the side of our house, okay? So we had Mike and Michelle from Professional Construction Inc. in Waukesha come out to our house yesterday, assess the damage that this woodpecker has been doing on some of the wood on our house. And they're going to fix it up for us because that's what Mike and Michelle do. They are a family-owned and operated company, and they believe in building relationships and giving back to the community. So Mike came out, went around the house, found all of the spots that the woodpecker has been hurting our house. They're going to take care of it for us, and they can do the same for you. Even if your issue isn't a woodpecker, they are great at remodeling projects, home additions, building a new home. Whatever your needs are, they can meet. Learn more about PCI at ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. They are my friends and they can be yours. Professional Construction Inc., a proud supporter of the Children's Heart Foundation.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You think when I'm watering the plant and it's full, it's sitting there going, no, no more. You're drowning me.
I do, and that's why your wife won't let you water the plants.
Literally.
Anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Steve saying sliced banana on a bowl of cornflakes, delicious. Warm banana bread spread with butter, wonderful.
Better.
Bananas Foster melts in your mouth. I say down with you, banana hater. Down with you, banana hater. Well, Steve's boycotted. Steve's canceled.
No, we love you, Steve.
Call in anytime, Steve.
Yep.
Yeah, you may be blocked on the text line, but Ashton will put you right through on the phones.
Big banana.
Gabe, some bananas would probably do your back right.
Ooh, it's a good call.
Loosen it up. A little potassium.
Yeah, you try that. Go home and eat a bunch of bananas, and then when you can't move from your waist down.
Wait, bananas are going to paralyze me?
Well, they bind you up. they do bind.
Yes.
Throw a little coffee down the hatch and see what happens.
Banana-flavored coffee? Solution.
What?
I don't know.
Is there such a thing?
You guys are the banana people.
That's
so you have a one-year-old at home. You're not giving them
They eat bananas all the time. Girls eat bananas all the time.
Why are you so negative?
Because I think they're gross.
Well, they can be gross, but they're beneficial, and they don't taste that bad. But
I think they taste pretty good.
All of the things you're saying are true.
Yeah. But your list yesterday had them number one. This is my issue.
That went based upon sales.
Bananas are like 39 cents a pop. Like, how is this possible? What is the metric?
Is that a lot or a little?
No, I think it's pretty cheap, and I think that's probably why.
That's cheap?
They're cheap.
What's
apple? Apples get expensive, man.
Well, now they do because they're not in season.
Well, even in the fall, if you want some good Honey Crisps,
yeah,
it gets expensive
again,
quick.
My issue was with it being number one. Am I saying that there are not some benefits to bananas?
You basically said that exactly.
No, like, I did. Do you want me to go over them? The bananas are good if you're playing Mario Kart. Chuck that sucker down the floor.
It's facetious.
Somebody goes zipping around. Whoop! Banana peel.
You think they still, and I don't know why they did this. Maybe someone can explain it to me. But why do they give you orange slices in the middle of a basketball game?
And soccer when you're a kid.
Why?
That should have elevated oranges up the list. The sheer number of people eating oranges during halftime.
Vitamin C? I don't know.
It's easy. They just hacked them in fours,
but wouldn't
threw
you
them
give,
in a bucket.
Yeah, but bananas. Because there's benefit to it, so you don't cramp.
You're cramping at 5 years old. We have some major problems.
Kids ripped.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of the bananas. Are the Packers slipping on the banana peel this year, guys? Have they not made enough moves for you to feel confident in them going forward? Because they brought everybody back. You know, and you just mentioned, Gabe, during the break that the Buccaneers are running it back, man. They are going for two.
Brought the NFL Network reporting that Ndamukong Suh is coming back to the Buccaneers on a one-year deal worth up to $10 million. Like how they actually did that for, you know, Suh and didn't do that for Kevin King the way they worded it.
Should they overtake the Chiefs as far as favorites to win it all? I don't think they have.
The Buccaneers?
Yeah.
They just have a
pretty good whooping on them.
I mean, on paper, they're
no, like
loaded.
In the game.
Yeah. No, but I mean, but I said it earlier this week.
I think
we can go off of what's on paper, right?
Yep.
And on paper, the Bucs look pretty good.
Yeah, but they do have some age there. Can you count on some of those guys being able to run back and stay as... Because they also stayed pretty healthy last year.
And you don't have as much fire in the belly. I can attest to that.
That's certainly something.
You've already won one? Is that why?
The juice isn't there. You're not as hungry. Obviously, you get a little complacent.
The Chiefs lost both of their starting tackles. Granted, both those starting tackles were injured and did not participate in the Super Bowl, but they cut both of those.
Cap casualties, right?
Yep.
But Fisher left. Guys. Yeah, where'd Fisher? Fisher went somewhere else.
Yeah, they cut
and
him.
And he wasn't great. He was good.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he was the first pick of the draft years ago, but he never panned out as really something special.
Still a solid player.
But the box on paper kind of scare you.
There's no real situation, though, guys, where I feel like Aaron Rodgers goes out there this year, even if he's ticked off, even if he's annoyed and frustrated with the direction of the team during the offseason, and underperforms.
But wouldn't you rather have Aaron Rodgers ticked off?
I think that's
playing into Goody's mind at all? Like, hey, this Jordan Love thing really worked. Let's try and do it again.
I think it's really stupid.
It's dangerous, that's for sure. It's dangerous.
But I've done stupid things that worked out, right?
Yeah, but then did you do them again?
Or did you say we just got lucky that first time around?
No, I wind up doing them again.
Yeah, that you know what? That tracks. That actually tracks.
That's on me for asking that question. I already knew the answer.
Yeah, we said this yesterday, though, and you were talking about Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love, and if Jordan Love is better than Aaron Rodgers. And I think I said he doesn't have to be better than Aaron Rodgers. He's cheaper than Aaron Rodgers.
But who cares? If he's not even comparable. So the difference
money
is...
people.
But if you're not any good, who gives a rip? Like, if you're not any good, look at all this money we're saving by putting this bad player on
the field.
He doesn't
have to be. What if he's not bad? What if he's above average? If he's above average and he's cheap and you can put talent around him, he's a win. He's a win.
No, because you need exceptional quarterback play in order to win a Super Bowl.
When's the last time a quarterback that didn't have exceptional play?
The Broncos won in 2015.
But I would also argue that Manning. Tom Brady, people don't think that he's an exceptional quarterback. I mean, again, I think he's the GOAT, but he's not playing at the Aaron Rodgers level.
No.
And they won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, but he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Statistically?
Not statistically, but he's one of the best. Like, you watch the games that they play, and yeah, he threw three picks against the Packers, but he looked pretty damn good in that Super Bowl, did he not?
Look, we have to... I
Patrick
think
Mahomes the year before.
I think we need to lighten up on Jordan Love and have to give him a pass, because we all knew this. He didn't play at a Power 5. There's a big difference between the Mountain West and a Power 5. Didn't play that long, right? He's still young. He's still raw. Kind of got to give him a pass.
Oh, and I will always say this. I've said this on the show about other topics, but you can't blame the kid.
No,
you can't blame Jordan Love
for
being put in that situation.
No. Yes.
No, I blame Goody. You know, and this is, by the way, this is why this conversation that we've had all week long about this is why the Jordan Love pick was a bad pick. Not because he might not be good, but because it's causing all of this unnecessary drama.
The only reason it's causing drama, though, is because we're not getting information. Because they have shut that place down. It is like Fort Knox. You know, our guy Rob Domofsky is the only one who's squeezing water out of the stone right now.
But even, no, because even...
Yeah, but don't you think Jason is iced a little bit because...
If he's a Rodgers guy?
His allegiance to Rodgers?
Maybe, I don't know. I just think that they're shutting it down. They have the luxury of reporters not interacting with athletes on a regular basis. I know I've said this before. The number of conversations and the amount of information as a reporter you glean just from walking around a locker room, having casual conversations. Mm-hmm. How are the kids? How's the family? You know, vibe, feeling things out. You would not believe the amount of information you gather from that. And it has been shut off. The faucet has been off all year long. That's contributing to this.
I don't know. I don't know if it goes back, though.
I was just going to say that. I don't think it goes back to normal. You think, you think restaurants are going to go back to normal pre-COVID?
What do you mean by that?
They're always now everyone's got the COVID excuse, right?
Can
I have a napkin?
Listen,
oh, COVID.
You've said a lot of things
ketchup,
today.
No COVID.
I think finally standing up has benefited you because the smartest thing you've said on this show is that it ain't going back.
We
are
going
to have to
back.
Fight tooth and nail for access going forward because teams are going, this is pretty great. This no reporters roaming around, digging around is pretty great. I think we're going to keep it this way.
Here's your Zoom call. Hope you enjoy it.
Should be very, very bad for a fan base that craves information about their favorite team. We'll see you tomorrow.